Let's get now to our guest. Maddie Wan is Head of Markets Corporate Investment Banking APAC at Wells Fargo on the line for us from Hong Kong. So, I mean, we're looking at stocks rising, bond yields falling ahead of Jackson Hole. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we've heard from a number of Fed speakers as well about how much the Fed will need to keep hiking rates. Just how hawkish do we expect we're going to hear from Jay? We're going to see from Jay Powell, I should say.
Hi, good morning. I actually don't really expect much of a solid guidance from Jackson Hole tonight in terms of like how much we're going to hike, they're going to hike in September, or where policy rates were going to be ending the cycle. I think you will probably hear a very general rhetoric from the Fed that definitely policy rate need to go higher. They will do whatever it takes, you know, to combat inflation. The reason being is I think the Fed is definitely looking into the monetary policy in a more data-driven way. And we were going to get job data on the 2nd of September. We're going to get like the August CPI data, which is a very key data to watch, you know, before the September FOMC. So I think they won't leave much of a significant guidance tonight. But if that's the case, I think the market will continue to see a bit of a relief rally, you know, on the back of that.
The key, of course, is reining in these inflationary pressures and trying to avoid a recession. What are your views, though, on the likelihood that we could see some kind of a big downturn?
Yeah, so definitely we have been seeing evidence that inflation is peaking here from the July data. Prices actually declined and much broader in nature, like beyond the commodity prices in the July CPI data. We're also seeing a slower, you know, U.S. producer price inflation in July, which is a pretty good sign that inflation is peaking. But having said that, right, even you see a softer August inflation data, we still think that the level of inflation here is uncomfortably high. So I think the question is not whether, you know, we are seeing a trend of inflation is going lower or inflation is peaking here, but rather than like, you know, what level of inflation we're seeing at the end of the year. We still think that inflation is sticky. I think the base case we are forecasting that, like, you know, the core inflation is still above 6% at the year end, headline inflation is still above 7% at the year end. So inflation is going to be sticky here, you know, for the rest of the year.
You touched on the jobs numbers too. I mean, how important is the labor market when we look at what we're going to hear from Jay Powell, when you've got the likes of long COVID, of course, really affecting the market, and the fact that these inflationary pressures are very much hitting lower income consumers?
Right. So I think that the job data is definitely very, very important data to watch, especially on the wage growth. I think when I mentioned that inflation is sticky, one of the reason, I mean, there's a couple reason on the back of that, right? Some of the global supply chain issue, but wage growth is also another a reason here, you know, for inflation continue to be sticky. When you look at like some of the data, like, you know, wage growth, you know, before the pandemic or after the pandemic, you know, and even though, like, you know, a lot of like job participation of job coming back to US, we can still see that wage growth is quite sticky, you know, at this point. I think it's like, you know, a lot of this issue that, you know, causing sticky inflation is very structural changes. So wage growth is definitely a very important data point to watch, you know, from here in terms of the data.
I want to get your views as well on, I guess, what we're seeing with the bifurcation of China stimulus and the aggressive tightening from the Fed. But just a very quick question in terms of, after we're out of Jackson Hole, what assets outperform next week?
I think, you know, as what the base case scenario that we're looking at, that not much of a guidance or, you know, the Fed stick to the usual rhetoric that they inflation, they're going to continue to do whatever it takes to inflation. I think market will continue to have a bit of a short-term relief rally in stock and also in the front end part of the curve, especially on the treasury. You can see that, like, I think this week there has been quite a short positions, you know, in the front end part of the curve.
I wanted to pick up on one of the stories Brian was talking about there with the Securities Journal in China reporting that making good use of local government special bond quota would help drive investment and economic growth towards the end of the year. What kind of a pickup could we see in Chinese growth if we're continuing to see the likes of, you know, $146 billion pumped into this economy?
I actually see, you know, it will be a little bit of a limited effect. I think what will really build confidence to the China market is really to see a clear clarity in terms of the zero COVID policies, as well as some of the really targeted measures, to handle the property market situation and some of the leverage, issues, that's in China. So I would say that I think it would see limited, impact, to the overall China economic growth from here on that.
How attractive is the tech space at the moment? We saw Chinese stocks in the US surge on those delisting talks and tech stocks in Hong Kong having the best day in nearly 4 months, but this is a sector that has been battered very heavily, been battered since those highs we saw in early 2021.
Yeah, again, sorry, like I don't have much comment on the tax,
Okay.
topic here, but yeah, on the China market.
On the China markets, you're seeing, okay, a little bit of concern still. When we look at I
That's
guess,
right.
divergence between what you're seeing with stimulus from China and then, of course, this aggressive tightening from the Fed, one of our reporters has said this creates a potential Goldilocks scenario for a handful of exporter countries. I know you've been looking quite closely at the commodities space. Where do you see some upside in some of these exporter countries?
Yeah, so definitely, I think there has been a bit of a change in terms of commodity. I think like commodity actually is quite an important driver, on the FX market here, especially when U.S. is continuing to ramp up the export of crude oil and gas, in recently, which actually give us a bit of a call that like dollar strength will be continuing to the rest of the year, compare, to the rest of the world here. So I think another comment about commodity is like I think there's still a bit of room to grow to run for commodity. We also look into like commodity prices tend to decline, post, after, U.S. economy going to recession, which is the base case for us into like second half of next year. So I think like between now and then, commodities still, have a bit of a room to run from here.
When do we see peak dollar?
I think we're going to see peak in dollar at the end of this year. Again, a couple of reasons, besides the terms of trade and the commodity prices that I mentioned here, where U.S. continue to ramp up the export, of commodity here compared to, say, U.K. and Europe, are a net commodity importer. And I also still think that like U.S. has a little bit more room to tighten or to hike rate, compared, to Europe and U.K. from here. And that also drive that dollar strength into the end of the year. But going into 2023, I think, dollar probably will enter into a cyclical weakness against most of the currencies, given that US will probably slip into a recession in second half of the year and have to unwind some of the rate hikes.
So, Amanda, just finally, just a little bit more of your thoughts on you're saying being cautious with risk assets, but you quite like fixed income.
That's correct. I think for the rest of the year, it will be still a very tough and challenging year for risk asset to perform. Definitely, yield continue to rise a little bit into the end of the year, but I think dollar continue to stay strong and dollar fixed income in the front end, short duration seems is the best pick, for now.
Mandy, thank you so much for your time. Mandy Wan, Head of Markets Corporate Investment Banking APAC at Wells Fargo, joining us from Hong Kong.